You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and it's the new year, which many of us use as a time to try and pick up healthier habits and maybe drop some of the things we don't want to bring into the new year. And today we're joined by community pharmacist Elizabeth Roddick for some helpful health tips for 2024. Hi Elizabeth, happy new year.
Thank you very much, Amelia.
So today we're going to be talking about some everyday things people can do to kind of start the new year a bit healthier and avoid falling for fad diets and lots of the kind of not very sustainable health advertising things we see around this time of year. So if we get started with the darkness that's going to be with us for another couple months, what would you recommend for people who want to make sure they're getting their vitamin D supply, and why is it important for us to keep that supply up?
Vitamin D is such an important vitamin. In fact, it's not really called a vitamin, it's a secretosteroid hormone. And because of that, it has a profound effect on the body, not just about bones, I think most people know about that, but on the immune system. So if you look at autoimmune diseases, whether it's diabetes, type 1 diabetes, rheumatoid arthritis, MS, multiple sclerosis. There's lots of autoimmune diseases where vitamin D, if you have very, very low vitamin D, which most of us have during the winter, then that can have a profound effect on your immune system. And I think during COVID, we should have been told, all been told, to take more vitamin D. At the moment, it's about taking 400 international units. That comes out of the government's speak at the moment. And in fact, it's not enough. What we know is we give 400 international units to a baby. But surely, as a pharmacist, I find that difficult to correlate with an adult, a normal-sized adult. Surely we should be giving more. And I found myself several years ago, I actually got my vitamin D tested, the level, and I found I was severely deficient, maybe because I never go outside and during working hours, obviously. And I found that I was getting respiratory tract infections all the time. And since I've taken much bigger doses, maybe even 5,000 international units, I've found that problem has gone away. And I think if people take more vitamin D, clearly get some advice, whether it's from your doctor or your pharmacist. 400 is the official dose, but really we need to be taking much more. And if you do get your levels up, even if you take a cold or a flu, what happens is it's not such a bad infection. Your symptoms are not as severe. And of course, as I say, all these immune problems in terms of autoimmune disease, again, if you get those levels up, that can have a preventative effect.
A lot of us have probably not been focusing so much on getting a balanced diet over the festive period, which, you know, is fine. We all are allowed to enjoy ourselves from time to time. But what would you say for people who want to start eating healthier again? How can they kind of build more important nutrients and fruits and vegetables into their dishes?
I think over Christmas and New Year, you're absolutely right. We take far too many calories. And as a result, really, we feel a bit sluggish when we come into the new year. And you're right. How do we sort this out? And in fact, the more green vegetables you have, the more energy you have. I would have thought that was something that people would want to experience. As I say, I know myself, after Christmas dinner, I just want to fall asleep in front of the television just because of the amount of fat and sugar, all the lovely things that we enjoy. But as I say, it puts on weight, and we want to try and get down to proper weight over the new year. And so the secret is it's a way of life. So it's not going, as you say, on a fad diet. It's looking at how you can introduce really good, nutritious food into a balanced diet. And it's got to be every day. I mean, I say to somebody, you come home from whether it's the office or whatever you've been doing outside, and you come in the evening and you look in your cupboard and you're absolutely starving. And all you see is a big box of biscuits, chocolate biscuits. Guess what you're going to take? So I say to people, think about what you're buying in the shops. Can you make a list? What are the things that you need to be introducing into your diet? And if you fill up with really nutritious food, particularly green food, then what happens is your sweet tooth goes down, you feel more satisfied, you feel more energetic. And is that not what we all want to do? So it is a way of life. It's A, what are you buying in the shops? And B, what are you taking every day? Well, in terms of calories, how much? Think about the amount on your plate. Think about maybe reducing that amount in each meal. So it's, as I say, it's a way of life. It's not a fad diet.
And do you have kind of any other advice going into the new year as we head into spring?
I mean, as well as a way of life in terms of diet, you also need to think about, are you doing exercise? And we know there's a lot of people who really don't do any exercise, and I'm not talking about extreme exercise, going out doing a marathon. I'm just talking about moving your body. And it's so important to do something every single day. Many of us sit in offices and we're not moving, and we know that some offices are now putting in some exercise bikes, etc., in the office. And that's so good to get up every hour and actually walk around. If you've got in your office, say, an exercise bike or one of these, like a treadmill, get up every hour and have a walk. So I'm not talking about doing marathons. I'm not talking about doing extreme. We also know that just a tiny amount, raising your heartbeat, walking fast, or in fact, running on the spot, even for 30 seconds, is fantastic for the body. We know that from research that actually helps with cardiovascular, lowering heart blood pressure. There's so many positives in doing some exercise. So what I'm saying to you is do something you love. I mean, I happen to love dancing. I love Zumba. So I go along to that and I feel great after it, and it's something I enjoy. Obviously, we know that tennis is brilliant for people in terms of, a racket game is really good, but possibly something like dancing, something like just walking is brilliant for the brain, brilliant for the body. So think about what you could do again every day, a way of life. You're doing your diet, trying to help with that side of things, but also moving. What are the things you enjoy? What are the things you could augment? Just do a little bit each day.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much, Elizabeth Roddick, community pharmacist, for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio. And I hope your 2024 is full of delicious vegetables and plenty of Zumba.
What a fantastic ending. Thank you, Amelia.
This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.